Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Wild and Wacky Wednesday here with Psychics Gone Wild. Boy, I'm not sure what's going on with the energetic fields and all this good stuff, but it's like we have had two folks who were supposed to be on here with us today. Today is normally Psychic Jethro's day and normally Tristan's day. They usually are on here together. And apparently they are both having a really wild and wacky Wednesday. So I'm Kelly doing card readings here today, here to keep everybody, you know, filled with questions I can and see what we can get going. But anyway, just some of our announcements here real quick. To get a hold of Jethro, you go to his site, which is www.jethrosmith.net. To schedule with him. You can also, his best email is psychicjethro@aol.com. He does also have jethropsychic@gmail.com, but he's kind of thinking about just incorporating everything into the AOL one because he's discovering how difficult it is to keep up with two emails. But anyway, you can also get a hold of him by calling 928-284-0437, and you just anymore it's to the point where leave him a message and he will get back with you usually within 24 hours. Ever since he's made the announcement that April he is doing 50% off on his personal readings, and what we've been kind of putting out there is as long as you book with him in April, it doesn't matter if he, you know, can't get to your reading, you know, he can't schedule you in until like May or June for your reading. It's like you will still get that April 50% discount. So a lot of people really been scheduling with him, and it's like he's getting to the point where he's pretty scheduled out here for a while. So, but that's okay because that 50% off is a really good deal. He normally charges $120 an hour for a personal reading. So with that 50% off, it's only $60 for a personal hour reading with him. He's also doing on the 30-minute readings. Normally those are $60 for 30 minutes, and this month only he's offering that 50% discount, so it's only $30 for a half-hour reading, which I don't know if all you guys have been checking, but I've been out checking the markets, and for people who are on the same category as him, it's like I've seen people charging $200 an hour. So it's like I understand why he's really getting pretty booked, because he does excellent work. He's in America's top 10 psychics. He's one of the top 10 in America, and he's one of the top 50 in the world. He's gone through all the the tests and all the different things they have things out there for psychics. So they've kind of put him through the ringer. It's like, and he came through pretty good. So he is the real deal. But it's like he's also finding that that flip side of that two-edged sword is like, yes, you get busy and you get really busy all of a sudden. So that's kind of what's happening to him. Anyway, let's see. We have some other people on who are, on our Sundays is normally Sondra Green's time, and you can get a hold of her at yosammy@gmail.com. Tristan Bishop usually is a person with us on Wednesdays, and I know she's on Skype. Other than that, I've got to get some information on how to get a hold of her because she's kind of being our new person here on Wednesdays. Celeste, our psychic Celeste lady, and she is from Sedona, Arizona. She is coming on now on Mondays with Jethro, and she's there for like an hour. It's like 9 to 10 in the morning on Monday mornings at Rocky Mountain time. You can get a hold of her. Her place, she doesn't have a website. You just go through her email. She is at celestialreadings@yahoo. I believe it's at yahoo.com. I probably better check that. It's like I'm pretty sure it's Yahoo. But celestialreadings@yahoo.com. And I'm not sure of her phone number. I'm not sure she gave out her phone number. I've got to double check on that before I give it out because I don't want her upset with me if I accidentally gave out her phone number on air. So anyway, but she's from Sedona. She's really good. She's also working one of the other more notable psychic lines and so on and so forth. So she's getting there too. And then the rest of the week, usually Jethro's here with us on Wednesdays. And this Friday coming up, it'll be 2 days from now, we have Andrew Aloha is coming on as our special guest. And he and Jethro will do a two-hour special show on Friday. It'll be from noon to 2 o'clock on Rocky Mountain time. It will be, which translates to, 11 to 1 on California time, and it goes from 2 to 4 in Florida time and Central, you know, where you're out there. You're right in the middle of that time zone, so it's like Central time, I believe, runs from 1 to 3. And then Jess will return around right around that night, and Andrew Aloha is having him. And you can find Andrew Aloha's show. You just found out it's amazingly simple. He's a pretty big name. He's also from Sedona, Arizona, pretty good psychic himself, and really got a lot of things going. He does his radio show on every Friday, but it just so happens that this Friday, the third Friday of the month, he does kind of a psychic panel. And, of course, Andrew features other things on different nights, but... that is from 7 to 9 o'clock, and I'll say it's Sedona, Arizona time, which they're not on daylight savings time with us here. So I'm thinking 7 to 9, that Rocky Mountain time, what he's saying is actually going to be more like 7 to 9 o'clock, possibly Pacific time. So it's like I'm thinking there's an hour off there. We're still trying to figure out the timing glitch. It's like Arizona is one of those few states that does not get on to daylight savings time. So anyway, we start working with people across the country, and it's like, hey, it's really fun. But he will be on tonight, or he will be on Friday night, excuse me, there, and Jethro will be on his show on Friday night as part of that psychic panel. So there will be two opportunities to call in and get some free psychic work done. They do the mini readings. Both will be on Jethro's show from noon to 1, or I mean, noon to 2, excuse me, and on Andrew's show that evening from 7 to 9 Arizona time. Oh, golly, what else here? Okay, and Jethro and Kay Smith's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, has been published by Balboa Press, and that one is available. You can go into Barnes & Noble's. Some of the Barnes & Noble booksellers are starting to carry that. At the very least, you can go in, and if you have to special order it, they can usually get it in within a week or less. It's like mine actually came in. I went and ordered mine, and mine came in within less than a week. So they're pretty good. They're getting it in stock. You can also order that book off Jethro's site. Again, that www.jethrosmith.net. It's available through that site. All righty. Well, let's see. We've got a caller here, and it's like you're thinking this might be the same person the other day. It's like it comes up as restricted. Restricted, you're with us today. Can you give me your name and birthday?
Yeah, my name is Brandy, and my birthday is 1/27/77. I was just calling in for a reading.
All righty. Let's see. Let me look at this here again. Okay. Let me make sure I heard you right here. There is 1/27?
Right, 1/27/77.
77, okay. 77 is a good year. That's actually the year I graduated from high school. And was it Sandy? Is that what you said?
Brandy.
Well, Brandy. Okay, gotcha, Brandy. All righty, good enough. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You are a female, and you are a king of clubs, and it's like that's a really interesting combination for trying to have relationships. I'll put that out there right at the first there, because any of the ladies, it's like ladies can be, you know, any card in a deck, just like the gentleman can be. It's like, you know, you get some really interesting energies when you have like a gentleman who has like, you know, a queen or a jack or one of those as a birth card. And it's like conversely, when you have a lady who is one of the kings, it's like they've always got some really interesting things with relationships, because that king energy, it's like you're kind of sort of supposed to be that leader in the relationship, and it makes it really difficult for a lot of guys to want to go, well, gee, you're the leader. It's like, what am I, chopped liver? It's like, you know, but it gives them some problematical stuff with that.
Right.
And then your planetary ruler, let's see, and that's the 27. Oh, you're also an Aquarius. Cool. Okay, the planetary ruler of the Six of Clubs, it's like gives a lot of kind of some karmic overtones to that, because the sixes are our cards, and you know, all the sixes in the deck are the cards kind of like of karmic stuff. And it's like that that six there is going to give you some interesting things here. Okay, the King of Clubs. You are the King of Knowledge and Master of Distinctions. That particular card sits at the suit of knowledge. The King of Clubs holds everything needed to be an authority in any area you choose to be. You've got a direct line to knowledge accumulated from past lives. Rarely do you live your life by any doctrine or philosophy other than your own. The well that feeds your minds is inexhaustible, and from a high source, obviously God, these people who are people who live by your own truth. You can be found in all types of professions, usually in positions of responsibility, leadership, always respected in whatever capacity you're engaged in. Among the people who are Kings of Clubs are the most successful artists, statesmen, musicians in the world. One of your greatest assets is that ability to make fine distinctions, and you have a witty and personable nature that usually makes you popular and well-liked. You seem to do your best work with a partner, and most King of Clubs are destined to be in partnership. This is the most psychic card in the deck, so much so that your intuitive approach to life is just second nature. You always go with your gut feelings. It's like those little, I always like that Thomas Magnum show, my little voices. I'm like going, yeah, you don't go around telling people about your little voices, because they go, I got a little white coat for you.
Right.
But you listen to that voice of intuition, obviously. Your greatest challenges lies in the concept of marriage and that occasional habit of getting into this comfortable rut, you know, that rut being the grave with the ends kicked out, and kind of not pushing yourself to actualize your highest potential. You got a lot to give the world, and it can lead to regret in later life if you don't really fully express it. It's like, and I've heard that from so many people, it's like when they get older, it's like, you know, it's not the things that you do so much as the things that you don't do and the opportunities that you miss. So it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, in your case especially, it's like, take the time to go, there's that brass ring on the merry-go-round, and I'm going to make that leap into space for it, because chances are really good I'm going to catch it. And it's like, and you do, and you go, wow, it transforms your life. Some of the Kings of Clubs issues concerning relationships. You've really got basically a good marriage karma. You love that feeling of being in a close relationship. However, there's a flip side. There are aspects of marriage that are very challenging for a King of Clubs person. And one of the major ones is that part that tells them, in a marriage, I'm going to lose my personal freedom, because freedom, and of course, I know as an Aquarius person, because I'm an Aquarius too, freedom is really, really important to people like us. But freedom is an important word for the King of Clubs, something to be treasured above all else, including even a happy relationship in some cases. You might say that the King of Clubs has a problem around freedom, but it does not prevent all of them from getting married or settling down. It's just that you're really strong-willed, you're very strong-willed, powerful people. You make fine distinctions with your minds, and anyone who's involved with you has got to be able to handle that power and intensity without getting defensive, which is really hard for a lot of guys, and that's why it's a challenge in a lot of cases. For this reason, women are more, and they call it more masculine-oriented, but it's like not in the sense, you know, you're not out there with Paul Bunyan, you know, chopping trees down, that kind of thing. It's more of how your mind works. You really have more logistical, more, you know, you're less, maybe less emotional, you know, type of stuff, and kind of like, you know, just more along the analytical stuff. And sometimes that can be, you know, because you're kind of used to being in that leadership position. Sometimes you come across as that sergeant in the military. It's like, what? You know? And sometimes it's difficult for you to find a partner with whom you can really be yourself. It's like, you know, but my grandmother always had a really good one. She says, there's always a lid for every pot and a pot for every lid. So it's like someplace on this planet there is a really good fit for you, and vice versa. Six of Clubs is your planetary ruler. That ruling card helps ground you and keep you on an even course. You tend to develop things and stay with them, which usually brings success instead of leaving them half finished. You can be very stubborn at times, and you have some time of a competitive streak that takes other people by surprise, because on the surface you don't appear to be that way, so they kind of go, well, you're competitive after all. Great success is a real possibility for you as long as you don't remain in your rut for too long. So it's like we got two rut moments here, so it's like make sure you don't stay in there. You got to be true to your word, or the karma of what you said to others will come back in the same full force that you yourself have injustices. So it's like, don't say what you mean. Mean what you say and say what you mean, and, you know, kind of walk your talk, because if not, the boomerang's going to come around and whack you. At heart, you're a peacemaker, and you'll go to great lengths to have a peaceful, calm environment. Just be careful you don't completely ignore your feelings, and this is a really challenge for clubs people. Though you may not always like your emotional side or that of others, it is your direct connection to the truth that you hold so dear, because, you know, God is the God of love. You may have a special purpose to help others find the light. This year, oh, wow, cool, at age 35, your birth cards are in the pinnacle position in this year. You've really arrived at a really significant year of your life, perhaps one of the most significant years, because your birth card is in what they call the sun or pinnacle position, and it's going to mark a year of great transition for you in some respect. Its effects can vary depending upon your circumstances, so really we'll go through this kind of carefully to try to figure out, you know, what category you're in. If you've kind of been steadily climbing up the ladder of success and you have a clear picture of what your goals and purposes are, this year could see you rising up to, we're just talking about that brass ring, to that brass ring of achievement. In a sense, that pinnacle position represents reaching the top of your profession or dreams. Many have claimed the highest success in this auspicious year. On the other hand, if you've kind of been searching for a direction to go in your life, this is going to be a year, you know, really highly likely to see you finding that direction. It might just, you know, might surprise you as to what way you're going to end up. So just kind of be prepared to make a large-scale transition in possibly something different than you've ever done before. So even if you have no career, you know, particular career ambitions, this position in these cards, you know, guarantees you that there's a chapter of your life completing in one direction or another, and you're going to be moving on to new and better things sometime during this year. This is a year of change. Something in your past, you got to give up something in your past to make way for the new future. It's like there's something in your past that's kind of like if you think of a rock in the stream, you need to kind of cut that rock down to size and let the water flow better and to make way for that new future that awaits you. Regardless of that, it's going to, you know, you're going to be happier as a result. It's like it might be, you know, you might have some little bit of turbulence with that transition time, and you might think, oh my goodness, it's like it just feels like I'm being forced to give this up. But, you know, it's all how you make transitions all depends on your own mindset. And if you can look at, you know, okay, as one door is closing, another door is opening, and, you know, this is going to lead me to a much better place. It's like, and I'm kind of ready to release this and really, you know, go on to do something better. It's also a year where you can find your true purpose because you've got a six. I'll have to look a little bit into that to see where exactly that's at. But the sixes, when they show up in any of these positions, it is really an opportunity for you to discover what your true purpose for your life is. And a lot of times some people can search their whole life just to try to figure out, you know, what is life about? You know, have I got some special purpose, you know, a goal we're going to achieve? And it's like this is your opportunity to find that. And a lot of people never find that at all because they, you know, they don't have those sixes in there, you know, kind of any time. But it's like because of this, you're going to have this special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. But again, it only applies if you have the desire to know. If you don't ask the question, you're not going to get the answer. It's like God doesn't just, you know, lay out everything on the plate and go, well, I'm just going to tell you everything, you know, even though you didn't ask. It's like, well, maybe you weren't ready to know. It's like, you know, this is what ask and you shall receive. So, you know. Okay. If you're interested in knowing more about your life's direction, it's probably going to manifest as a year of just steady progress toward existing goals, you know, if you don't want to know. But it's like, I mean, a lot of people, you know, calling into some place like this, they're going, no, I'm ready. I want to know what was I meant to do here on this planet? You know, it's like, hey, what am I supposed to be doing? And it's like, we all kind of look for that. It's like, there's times and days and seasons where you kind of go, God, why didn't you just, you know, give us this little, you know, like notebook, you know, page and just say, by the way, you know, give to our parents when we're born and say, this is this child's purpose. Here's what you're supposed to help them do. It's like it would just make life so much simpler in some way. However, yeah. It's not that easy. It's the struggle. We have to struggle and overcome. It's like, but sixes can also be frustrating as well because sometimes they'll represent the static and unchanging conditions in our life. But they also give us that ability, again, to perceive what's hidden from our conscious mind. So it's like it's a good year also to, if you haven't indulged in prayer and meditation, and those two go together. It's like people always miss that first part. Prayer is, or not the first, the second part. Prayer is talking to God, but meditation, that's listening to God. And it's like, you know, I mean, if you think of yourself, you know, as if you have a friend and the friend just always goes blah, 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 and just talks all the time and they never listen, it's hard to tell him anything. So it's like God likes us to talk to him, but he also likes us to listen to him. And a lot of times, you know, you can do, I mean, what I my favorite thing is like, you know, I'll say prayer. And it's like, and then I'll, you know, say, guide me to something, and I'll flip that Bible open. It's like, and I'll have verses that really apply. I mean, yes, this is a book, you know, a couple thousand years old, but you know what? It's like, what I'm reading in that day, in that moment, applies really directly to what's going on to me. So it's like, you know, you can have a lot of different ways where you allow God to talk to you. Okay. And this year, okay, your long-range card for this year, you've got the Ace of Hearts. It's going to be a year of much love activity for you. The Ace of Hearts is your long-range card. Could indicate beginning of one or more important personal relationships. It's also a card of childbirth. And if you're already in a relationship or, you know, thinking about adding to a family, it could indicate, you know, you're going to have a new family is about to, remember, the family is about to arrive, or the topic of childbirth assumes a much greater importance. Of course, what's really cute is I've also seen, you know, couples who don't have children, but it's like they have pets who are their children. So I'm like going, it's really funny how sometimes these things can manifest. Ace of Hearts indicates a motivation for love and affection. It gets you out of your social complacency. It's a very stimulating influence, one that makes you the initiator of relationships. It might be you've been a long time without a close relationship, and this is your, you know, you start beginning to explore having that important someone in your life. The key words for this one is a desire for love and affection, initiating love relationships. You know, they say love affairs. I'm not, you know, that word in particular has some, you know, not cool connotations, but it's like, you know, just loving relationships, friendships, birth of a child. And it's like, and it might be, you know, your sister or your niece or aunt or uncle or somebody, you know, somebody else. There just might be an addition in the family somewhere. Your Pluto card this year, Six of Hearts. Some of the major keywords are compromise and responsibility. This is where that six is, in love. Again, wow, it's another heart card. As likely you're going to be confronted with many situations where you get to see clearly how you behave in relationships. You're going to have that mirror in front of you and how that behavior affects other people in your life. It can be with friends or associates, but it's usually with someone with whom we are intimately involved. You might find yourself involved in one or more challenging relationships that don't seem to go the way you want them to until you spend a lot of energy to work things out. These, quote, destined relationships will often be strong mirrors of ourselves that help us see how we're behaving in our most intimate relationships.
The so you see one of those, you see a difficult relationship coming up?
You know, that's... If there's an indication there that's, you know, that's there you're going to be in some type of relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a love, you know, love relationship. It could be a friendship.
Oh.
It could be a partnership. You know, anything like that. It's like it can be, you know, I mean, in these kind of instances, I've seen things like parents really having trouble with teenagers, you know, stuff like that. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be having a problem, you know, if you have a significant other or your husband or whoever, but just that there's going to be, you know, challenges in relationships this year. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, it does.
Okay. And this, it's a powerful karma card, and it's going to challenge you to make adjustments and compromises in order to be fair in all your relationships. If you're not getting the love you want or think you deserve, kind of check out how much love you're giving. You know, it's like giving you shall receive, you know. Either current or new relationships could have an element kind of, you know, what they call a fate about them. It's just kind of like, it's kind of like if you're driving along a road, and if there's a railroad track that runs for miles, chances are really good if you want to get across the road, you're going to cross the railroad tracks. That's how I kind of look at, you know, the destiny and, like, fate type of stuff. It's like, yes, there's certain directions you travel that it's like no matter what happens, you are going to cross this place or, you know, be here or whatever. So it's like it's just kind of like that. It doesn't mean that everybody has their life, you know. My dad always used to say, oh, your life is punched out on a computer card. And I said, yeah, for somebody who's 92, it's like, I don't think so, Dad. I think we have a little more freedom.
Right.
But it's going to be a particular person. Somebody you're going to be karmically connected to in some ways. You kind of work out your love issues or just, you know, we'll figure that one out too. And it's like it kind of points to the result card. It said look to the result card to see who this might entail. And you've got the Four of Clubs as your result card. And what it indicates is somehow in conjunction with your Pluto card, you're achieving strength and satisfaction in your mind. You're going to make important necessary changes to achieve this goal to be successful. You might desire more knowledge or simply more peace of mind. At times, other people might see you as kind of, you know, well, you're so stubborn, and I've been told this, you're so narrow-minded. It's like, you know, so yes, you know, when you get really focused on what you're going to do, and that's what those clubs give us. But if you just keep your goals in sight, and it's like, you know, sometimes when you're pursuing a goal, and it's like those are the things I call, you know, the 3x5 index cards, tape them on your mirror, and it's like look at them every day. It's like if you are focused on your goals, there's going to be people who think, you know, you are narrow-minded and stubborn, and it's like, yes, because I'm, you know, working towards this end, and it's like, and I just have to keep, you know, going forward on this path. It's like if I miss a step, you know, when crossing the stream, and if I miss one of those rocks, I'm going to get wet. So it's like, yes, I want to focus. Thank you. But no matter how challenging your Pluto card may be this year, this card guarantees that everything's going to kind of come to, you know, you're going to have one of those kind of happy ending things. It's like you're going to come to at least a satisfactory conclusion. And you're going to end up this year feeling really solid and well-organized. Your keywords for this one is like, I achieve stability and satisfaction in my life, in my mind this year. So it's like, and I know for clubs people, it's like all things, you know, that is really important to get your, because you get your mental house together, because when your mental house comes together, your physical, you know, when your inner world is in line, so is your outer world. It's like if your inner world is in chaos, your outer world's going to be in chaos. You've got your environment card this year is the King of Diamonds. It could be a really good year for you financially, but especially so if you have your own business. Benefits come from all occupations where you're calling shots, especially those heavily financially oriented. It's one of the best times if you're thinking about starting a new business of your own or expanding an existing business, and you should also do well in any legal matters that arise this year. You've got the power to succeed in that area. You're displacing a card, you're displacing the Eight of Diamonds, and that's another really, really good card. It's like this year marks a peak point in your life, one in which your life will reach a culmination point of great importance. Many people attain one of their greatest ambitions during this year, while others discover their true destiny. This year marks a rising up to a high point in your work and life, and perhaps a point you've worked to achieve for some time. But material success may not make you happy, and this is just, you know, the beginning of a new phase. And it's like there's always that cautionary there. You know, a lot of people go, oh, you know, if I just had more money, I'd just be happy. It's like, and sometimes they get that more money, and actually Hollywood is full of those people. It's like who have a lot of money, and they don't really exactly have happy lives. So it's like money is not the panacea that, you know, people would have us believe. There's a lot more to it. So anyway, any questions? Anything else you wanted to address in particular?
I guess if you have any information on what might be coming up in my love life, but I don't know if you do those kind of readings.
What I can do is kind of take a little look forward here.
Okay.
Just kind of see. Okay, let's see. You've got. I'm going to kind of just look at your overall, because the way this system does it is, you have different periods in your life that are, you know, it's like it goes by 52 days. And it's like these cards are really, you know, our deck of 52 is really interesting because, you know, we have 52 weeks in the year and whatever. But it's like, so they have each of the planetary influences that go, like, starting the day you were born. It's like, okay, so from your birth date to the next 52 days, your stuff is in Mercury. Okay, so you had that Mercury time. And that just passed on, because that was from your birthday to March 20th. And you have the King of, wow, it looks like the King of Spades and the Jack, or the, not Jack, King of Spades and Five of Clubs in that one. Now, where you're in right now, and I understand where you're going with that, your Venus period began on March 20th, and that goes to May 11th. Ah, that's interesting. Okay, you've got that King of Hearts in there, and you've also got a Five of Hearts. So let's just go take a little look at that here really quick. It brings, okay, your King of Clubs, or King of Clubs, boy. King of Hearts brings emotional power, charm, and the ability to master emotions and affections. This power can be used for success in any personal or professional relationship. Okay. You're the master of love, and you can get what you want from others, but use that power with wisdom. Now, you've also got this Five of Hearts in the Venus period, and actually the Five of Hearts is called the divorce card. Doesn't mean it's a bad thing, it just means it's a transition thing. And it just says it's very likely you're going to have some kind of separation from loved ones during this period. It might be that your own emotional restlessness or love of travel or adventure end up kind of competing with your own desire for a stable relationship. It just can indicate a trip of some sort that takes you away from your family for a while. It's an excellent time to go out and meet, you know, new and interesting people. But the Five of Hearts really means a change of heart, and oftentimes a relationship will end or take on a new meaning when this card is present. It means there's going to be some kind of transition there. And that's, it's going to be most, you're going to feel that most strongly, you know, what's happening right now. And it's like, you know, that is the strongest influence for this time period from, like, say, from March 20th, you know, through May 11th. But it, to a lesser degree, will affect things that go on the rest of the year. The period after that is the Mars time, and that goes from May 11th through July 2nd. And what you've got is you've got a two of hearts in this Mars period, and it gives relationships that are aggressive, you know, stimulating, intense. But it could be, you know, you have to watch. If you get somebody who's over-aggressive, it could lead to quarreling, disruptive experiences, though this is a good, you know, influences if you're just into the physical of this. But if you control that energy and you reap more of its positive aspects, just be aware that Martian aggressiveness can result in anger or quarreling if not handled carefully. But you can use that energy to expand your circle of male friends. So that'd be, you know, a good time to be meeting people. You also, the second one in there is the Eight of Diamonds in that Mars, and it brings financial resources to achieve your desired goals. It's a card of financial and commercial strength in some male-dominated organization, or could mean meeting men for money considerations. Can indicate successful completion of, you know, legal or tax-related matter. Aggressive suit of your financial goals can pay off tremendously because you got the power to do it. So it's like it might not be, that particular time period might not be so good for relationships, initiating those between that, you know, May 11th and July 2nd, but it's like your financial would be really good in a male-dominated field. Let's see. Your Jupiter. Okay, I'm looking forward here just to kind of see. That goes from July 2nd to August 23rd. You got the Nine of Spades, and it's like the Nine of Spades and the Ace of Spades. Sometimes they call them, you know, kind of like the death cards, but it's like, you know, it doesn't mean somebody's going to die type of thing. It just says you're going to experience a major completion or ending of a line of work or livelihood, and that ending in some way is going to affect your basic lifestyle in an important way. It seems though you've been doing a lot of a certain occupation for a long time maybe, and now it's kind of time to move on to something new. Don't resist those endings. Positively leading you to new, more exciting, more prosperous, you know, future times. Even if you get fired, this will inevitably lead to something much better with that influence. Okay, you're kind of protected by that Jupiter blessing, and all you really need to do is take a close look at your situation to realize the good in what's happening. So in truth, it was your desire to have this happen in the first place, if you really kind of dig, you know, deep down, way down, thinking of Mulan there. But you've also got that Six of Spades in the Jupiter period. During that period, your business, health, and financial interests should be running smoothly and steadily. Staying in your current business brings the most rewards now, and it might be difficult to affect any changes, but you just kind of look for ways that you can get more out of what you're doing with what you're currently involved in. There's likely some favors or rewards owed to you that's going to come your way before that period ends. The more you give, the more you receive. So that's kind of how that Jupiter looks. Now, like, say that was from like July 2nd to August 23rd, where that's going to be the biggest influence of that. From that Jupiter time period, you move into a time frame of Saturn. Saturn, there's another one with a heart card in it, and it's like, you know, hearts are usually about our emotional stuff. Saturn goes from August 23rd to October 14th. You got the Three of Hearts in the Saturn period, and it's talking about indecision over love or friendship could make you actually physically ill during that period, so just kind of be careful with yourself. Any love triangles you might be involved in is going to be really difficult. The situation, you know, I've seen that manifest as like, you know, a woman marries a guy, and it's like, and she has a child, so it's like, you know, he's a stepdad, so it's like it could be that kind of triangulation, you know, things like that. I mean, it's not always, you know, oh my goodness, I'm going to have, you know, two boyfriends type of thing. It's like there's a lot of different ways these things can manifest. But any, you know, any place where you have, like, you know, three people involved, you and a couple other people, is going to be difficult. The situation at hand might be one you created in the past, you're now having to contend with. Your indecisiveness is probably at the root of it, and you may have no choice but just kind of wait it out and literally see how the cards fall. This card could also mean someone you love is in poor health and taxing your peace of mind, and just, you know, it says try not to worry so much and just, you know, take care of your body until that's over. It can indicate chronic worry about love and about not getting enough affection. Often it's our own indecision and refusal to stay with one relationship that threatens our security and love, which is something we all need. You know, it's like doctors have figured out, you know, babies die without enough touch and without enough love. So it's like as humans, you know, we all need to feel loved, and we want to feel in those relationships. And it's like if you're not getting your, you know, love needs, your love meter needs met, it's like, yeah, that certainly is going to affect you. You've also got this Nine of Clubs in your Saturn, and then that could also bring you experiencing a lot of frustration and worry, and that state of mind could affect your health. So it's like you got some two things, you know, watch out for your health in that particular period. Also possible that worrying causes some business losses, or, you know, you can get health problems from that. Just worry, you know, worry. Worry will, you know, is going to take a toll on you. Any negative thoughts?
Is that because Saturn will be in my sixth house?
Say that again?
Is that because Saturn will be in my sixth house?
That's what that is that's the, yeah, that's a time period where Saturn is influencing. That's from August 23rd until October 14th. And again, like I say, it's like they say that that influence is the strongest in that period time, that time period, but it can be true to a lesser degree. I mean, any of these, you know, say it's like, you know, you have these cards for the year, but it's like here's the strongest influence on those dates, and it's like, but it can also manifest in different time periods, maybe just not quite as strong. But it's like these are the possibilities that are out there, you know, that you might be going through for the year. And they can, they can, you know, there's like there's, because there's no set in stone thing with this, there's really not, you know, I mean, we can kind of give you, you know, some kind of like, you know, this might be a time period, you know, date based for this. It's like, but because as humans, we always have that free will. And just because, you know, something is happening today or this is the way it's coming across today, that might, you know, you might go, oh, I don't want that to happen. So it's like you make that change and you go, okay, I've just, you know, I've just got a warning sign. You know, I've just got that little, you know, yellow triangle sign up there warning something ahead. It's like, I might choose to go a different way. You know, and what's funny, I've seen so many people do this. It's like, you know, they'll come back and go, well, you know, that never happened, so you must not be honest. Like going, you know, that's okay because you know what? You took the warning and you changed the outcome, which is okay because we're allowed to do that, you know, totally. It's like, you know, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's like, you know, if we see a warning sign up for you, it's like we're going to tell you the warning sign so you have that option to avoid that situation. Go, I don't want to go through, you know, the muck and the swamp and the alligators and whatever and get my leg bit off. It's like I'd rather go around on the dry road and I'll avoid that. And it's like, and that's, you know, that's kind of that situation. So it's like if you see things coming up, you know, we kind of give you a say, you know, this has a potential for happening. It's like you can go, that doesn't sound good to me. It's like, I want to do something different. You absolutely could change that. You totally can with your free will. So
okay.
Just because it's there doesn't mean it has to happen. It's not, you know, it's not that set in stone like God wrote in the finger in the rock. It's like that's not the same thing that we do here, you know.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of looking for, you know, for love relationships. And so now you do have, what's really funny here is like in the Uranus, the time that Uranus is ruling here from October 14th to December 5th for you. Your direct Uranus card is the Queen of Hearts, and the Queen of Hearts is called the marriage card. Its influence can bring an unexpected or unusual marriage or romantic encounter. Your romantic or marriage partner might seem to be a bit unpredictable. It's a time to allow some freedom in your personal relationships, let go of attachments. You know, perhaps you need a little space for yourself. You can access really high levels of being together if you give each other plenty of breathing room and the freedom to be yourself. You know, just create some space. And it's kind of like plants that get root bound. It's like if a plant, you know, is in too small of a container, you know, it doesn't thrive. It's like it starts to die on you. So it's like once you transplant them, you know, and you use the moon cycles there, because it's like I found the the hazards of transplanting, you know, Farmer's Almanac at the wrong time, it's like your plants will die. So it's like make sure you're doing transplanting.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, that's the physical of that. But it's like, you know, but we are like that too. It's like if we get too root bound, you know, in a relationship or something, it's like, and move to a little bit bigger pot here, and it's like, and give us, you know, some room to stretch out. And it's like all relationships need that breathing space. But you also have the Jack of Hearts in that Uranus period. And it's like it's beneficial influence for giving selflessly, because the Jack of Hearts is also called the Christ card. But it's giving selflessly of yourself in your work or community or spiritual service. It's a strong spiritual influence that's present in your life. It could inspire you to act with higher integrity or encourage you to make some personal sacrifices. You know, you might have decided to relinquish some part of your personal freedom or individuality, or to give up some acquaintances, you know, all in the name of truth and for the good of others. So, you know, so you might have some stuff, you know, coming, you know, romantically, you know, and that could happen again. It's like the strongest influence for, you know, for that is in that time period, which is a little bit later on in the year. You know, like I could say in October 14th to December 5th, but it doesn't mean that can't, you know, that doesn't, you know, kind of color this whole year. So it's like, you know, so you might have, you know, you might meet somebody in June or July, or you might meet somebody next week, you know, who's got this Uranus influence. So just because it's strongest in that time period, it also will affect for the whole year. So it's like,
right.
That's, you know, that's kind of the guiding, that's kind of the guiding light there, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
All righty. Well, anything else?
Are there any other, is there, I don't want to take up all your time.
We have some people who have been, you know, are waiting or being kind of patient with us here, so it's like, yeah, we do. We are on 7 days a week. It's like, you know, you call back in this number. It's the 773-897-6461. We're starting to encourage people to call in, you know, maybe a few minutes, you know, beforehand. So you're kind of toward more of the top of the queue. But, yeah, and of course, when we started, we didn't have a lot of people. It's like our queue filled up really quick. I was really surprised. And today, Wednesday, we only have an hour. So it's like, yeah, we got about 20 minutes here.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah, on Thursdays we do two. On Thursdays we have a 2-hour show. It's like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We're on it from noon, starting at noon Rocky Mountain time. The Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday days are 2-hour segments, and usually the Wednesday, Friday ones are hours. However, this Friday we have a special 2-hour one because Jethro has Andrew Aloha on as a special guest, and Jethro is actually going to be on that evening on his show. So, and then Sundays we have a gal, Sandra Green, and she's on our Sunday show. Is from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Rocky Mountain time, and our Monday show, lady from Sedona, is coming on and doing that, and she is at from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Rocky Mountain time. She just does an hour real quick on the Mondays. So, but yeah, we're here, and it's like, you know, click that follow button, and it's like, you know, join us again, because, you know, absolutely, we love to hear, you know, from people and how things are going along and what happens and, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, please call us again.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. You have a great one.
Okay, you too. Thank you for calling in. All righty. Let's see. And thank all of you guys in the queue here for being patient. It's like, oh, we have, let's see here. Part of my thing went off the screen here. Okay. We have a caller. Thank you for holding. Area code 850. It's like we are live on Psychic Gone Wild here today. What can we do for you? Can you give me your name and your birthday?
Yes, my name is Jordan. Date of birth is January 4th.
January 4th. Okay. Let's see. Let me get down to that one. And I also do need a year for that.
1989.
1989. Oh, all right. You're born the same. I'm sorry. I have a daughter and a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law, all born in 1989. So I'm like, yes, I'm an old lady here. All right. Let's see. Well, you're a Capricorn person for sure. All righty.
Yes, I am.
And your birth card is a Ten of Spades. Wow, in spades. All righty. A Ten of Spades is your birth card. Tens are a lot of the, you got a lot of power, and you usually have like the tens people usually have what they call the circle of ten. It's like, you know, you're usually pretty social people. You usually got that, you know, like ten buddy family. You know, sometimes I've seen people from big families, or they've got just, you know, ten good friends who, you know, are all like family or whatever. It's like, you know, cousins, nieces, nephews, and nephews or whatever. It's like, you know, you usually got a lot of people around you in some way. You also have a planetary ruling card that is a seven of diamonds. And sevens are, and I believe I'll have to look this up here in a minute, it'll show me, but the sevens are always about our faith. And it's like, you know, how are you, you know, relating to letting go and being unconditional things. And it's like really kind of testing our faith. With it being a diamond, diamonds are about it's about money. And it's like, and if you have issues about money, and if you have this, you know, thing kind of going on where you're worried about money all the time, it's going to be problematic for you. So it's like, it's actually learning to, you know, have an, you know, I hate to say, you know, I don't care approach to it, but it's like, you know, not being concerned about it. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is funny. It's like, okay, the name of your card is called the workaholic card. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's completely true. That's actually my nickname at work.
Oh, whoa. Well, you're 23 this year. You need to stop and smell the roses. And it's actually 23 is a transition year for you, because anytime your birthday, the sum of the numbers of your age, you know, hits a 5, it's like it's a transition for you in some way. Let's see, Mr. Workaholic. Okay, what do you got going here? You can be very materialistic and workaholic types when you are, your home life suffers and you suffer with it, okay? Home and family are really important to you as well. It just depends on the individual as to what your main focus in life is. But, you know, a lot of the tens seem to have this conflict between these two basic desires for, you know, for work and for love, okay? there's many spiritual influences present in your life path that can really make you the master of your own destiny, you know, captain of your own ship, and lead you to great heights in helping others. But there's also this flip side, that pull toward material accomplishment that can blind you to your possibilities and limit your potential growth. So it's like, make sure you continue to have, you know, that, I'll say, that tight relationship with God. I mean, keep your spiritual life up there. Spades, that's really important for us. As spades, you have that opportunity to transcend the material through spiritual awareness. There can be a lot of indecision about love and problems in marriage revolving around a fear of poverty. If you misuse the power given to you, you can cause many difficulties in your personal life. And yet, you know, you're capable of great unattached spiritual love, and you can have everything you want if you look to your higher side for guidance and direction. You've got both karma cards that reside in what's called the Neptune line of the life spread. It can create a tendency toward addictive behavior, whether it's work or otherwise. Combine that with your drive and the tendency to do everything all the way. You just really got to go for it. And it's like, understand that Capricorn moment. I've got five kids, and one of them is a Capricorn. You find that personality often goes to extremes in both good things and bad. You learn through experience, and experience in life as its fullest. So the ups and downs can be really dramatic in some cases, and you're not necessarily looking for drama. You kind of don't like that if you can avoid it. The Ten of Spades are going to meet with endings in this life designed to teach you the value of letting go of personal attachments to ideas and lifestyles. Meeting that challenge, you can live to experience the heights of spiritual awareness and understanding, which is part of your destiny. Some of the Ten of Spades issues concerning relationships. You've often got an inner conflict between your work and your families to which you're both strongly devoted. Highly ambitious and creative, you can become indecisive in the love area, and that leads to problems. Anytime there's indecision, it's like, you know, then people don't know where you're coming from. You're often unsure what you truly want, of what you truly want in love matters, or you continually attract, you know, romantic partners that cannot make a commitment. In either case, that outcome is the same, you know, that shows changes and fluctuations in your romantic life. Financial issues are usually connected to separations, and you don't usually get the good end of the stick in that one. Your basic love karma is really good. There's no reason you cannot have a good marriage. So, you know, you're really your loving, giving person, and you just need to find a way to balance out that desire for family life with your naturally intense, ambitious nature, because you've really got that. It really drives you, especially as a Capricorn. Seven of Diamonds is your planetary ruler. This card, oh yeah, that was called, I think it was a millionaire's card. This card can make you lucky with money, but it can also make you really worry about money more than you should. If we can just get that in balance of, you know, money is this little piece of paper with numbers on it that our society values, okay? So it's like, you know, and it's like, if you stop and think about the higher source there, it's like God dwells in, you know, richness. And it's like, as his children, he wants us to all have that same richness. It's like poverty is really the sin. It's like, because if you look at that example of the Good Samaritan, if that guy, you know, the Good Samaritan helped the hurt traveler, it's like he paid for him for a room for a week, basically at a, you know, Holiday Inn, and he paid to have a doctor come out and look at him. What would those things cost us in today's society? So it's like, the Good Samaritan had a little bit of money with him, okay? Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil, and that is the most quoted one ever. So it's like, just make sure, it's kind of like a gun, you know, you don't let your guns run you, and it's like, you know, you don't let money run your life. It's like, it's a tool. But it's a high, that Seven of Diamonds, it's a high spiritual influence that brings success by letting go of concerns. You've got, again, you've got the potential to be a millionaire if you adopt a fearless attitude about your finances. This gives you a lot of creativity, especially when it comes to promotion and selling things. You probably have strong family values, and you feel your family is one of the most important things in your life. You can be very stubborn, especially about what you want and don't want, and about the ways you handle your finances, which is like, you know, that can sometimes be a good thing, and sometimes, you know, that can hurt you. This year it talks about 23 is a major year of completion year for you. You've got some kind of nine. Okay, I'll have to look that ahead in that. It may be in your birth card or planetary ruling. The nature of the ending in your life, just be glad you've reached the point in your development. You're ready kind of to move on to better things in relationships. Endings like this, a lot of times we liken it to high school graduation. because, you know, you work all that time, you know, from preschool all the way up to high school, and it's like, you know, you graduate, you know, the pinnacle of success, and it's like that door closes and another door opens. Then you're out into the big world, and it's like, okay, you're going to college, you know, you're going to a trade school, you know, what are you going to do? But it's like, it kind of leaves you as that kind of like, oh my goodness, where am I going now? So it's like sometimes it can feel like I wasn't quite ready for that door to close. Please, can I be back? You know, can I get back into that? But it's like, it's all your attitude of, you know, do you feel like this has been taken away from you, or can you say, I'm graduating from this, and it's like, whatever is meant to be here, it's like, this is kind of, you know, that door is closing, but look for the door or the window that's opening, okay? Oftentimes we're afraid to let go of those things that become familiar to us. Think of, like, you know, Linus and the Charlie Brown, you know, his little security blanket. It's like, you know, we get to hanging on to things, and it's like we're afraid to let go of those that have come comfortable. We get in that comfort zone. And sometimes we're not even able to see that the things that, you know, we need to let go of are no longer of any real use to us. But rest assured, you know, the case for you is like, you know, you're ready to move on. And by this time next year, you're going to be an entirely new mindset, better place for your personal and professional development and expansion. And like, just from, you know, from a psychological standpoint, it's like from the years of 18 to 22 are your greatest personality changes. And it's like, you know, if you got married or something when you're a teenager, it's like that's a lot of times where those teen marriages don't make it, because the partners change. It's like you do a tremendous amount of changing between 18 and 22. And it's like, you know, so you're here at 23. And going, yeah, you know, and insurance companies figured this out a long time ago, too. It's like, this is why at age 25 your insurance rates drop a whole lot, because there's actually a part of your brain that does not develop until you're 25 years old. So it's like, you know, and that's all of a sudden when the risk-taking behavior stops and all this. So it's like you're coming up, you know, through some transitions, you know, just physiologically and everything else. Okay, man, he's got. I'm not going to get through all this. We're on page 8 with you of 34 pages, so it's like, yeah. And we got some other people, but you know, please click follow, and it's like, you know, call us back. It's like we're just here for a short time on Wednesdays. It's only an hour, but you know, call back in 773-897-6461. It's like, you know, we can go through some more of this. It's like, I know it's kind of short, and it's like, did you have like maybe just one quick question you wanted to ask on stuff or?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is the current job that I have, my current career. Where am I going with this? What, you know, when is it life, and when is it going to end? You know, if something new is going to start here too.
Okay, this transition stuff coming up. Okay, let's see here. Let me look at your yearly cards here really quick. You got the Queen of Spades, the long range card. It's the card of self mastery. Represented by accomplishment. Okay. It's the second most powerful card in the deck. And let's see, this is the year, the keywords for this are, it's a year of hard work and spiritual self-mastery. You master yourself and you master your entire life. So you've got some stuff coming there. Your Pluto card is the Ten of Clubs. You're going to have, as a year, it's going to bring you much focus on your mind, how you use it, how you go about sharing what you know with others. You might be involved, I'm not sure what field, you know, just says you might be involved in a mental field like publishing, writing, teaching, speaking, communication, something like that. In that case, you might be attempting to get more success or recognition. The Ten of Clubs refers to reaching larger and larger groups of people. It refers to knowledge passed on. So somehow this is a goal and challenge for you. You need to kind of maybe institute some changes in the way you do things. Let's see here. Those changes might, the changes and challenges, you're going to be changing, the things that change and challenge you to be more than you have been before. In another vein, you know, it's like, okay, yeah. You got the Queen of Clubs as your result card. In some way, it's related to your Pluto card this year. You're going to achieve a stronger connection to your source of guidance. Okay, I'm still looking for things that speak to financial and job here. Ace of Spades is your environment card. It's a year when new beginnings for health, work, or other important lifestyle is going to bring you much in the way of blessings and happiness. It's the best influence under which to start a new job or new business. However, the beginnings you experience could be on deeper levels for you, okay? So, you know, it's like there's some indications there that's like, yeah, this would be, you know, if you're looking to move forward, or, you know, even if you're, you know, looking to change careers or whatever, it's like you're going to have some really positive stuff financial and career-wise happening. It's like there's going to be some good stuff. You're displacing Seven of Hearts. being associated with that card of unconditional love, you can have a lot of opportunities to experience a higher form of love with those who are closest to you. You're going to have some challenges of emotional or affectional nature. Learning lessons ago, it's like, okay, that's not your finances. It's like you've got more with your kind of romance and love life going on. Oh my goodness, look at the heart. Okay, let's see. I'd like you to call back. It's like I'm looking for, because you have this. I have never seen so many hearts in my life. Oh my goodness.
I don't understand why. I don't want to be in love right now.
I want to work on my job. Okay,
why don't I give you a call back? What's the good number to call? What's the number again?
It's 773-897-6461. And we're here on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We start at the same time. We start at noon on Rocky Mountain time. Not sure what time zone you're in. But it's noon Rocky Mountain time, which would be, you know, like 11 o'clock for California and like 2 o'clock for Florida. So, you know, wherever you're at in those time zones. But we're here every day at those times. Sometimes we're you know, sometimes we have a 2-hour show. Sometimes we just have a 1-hour show. But yeah, please do call us back. And it's like, I know Friday, Psychic Jethro is going to be on, and he's going to have a gentleman called Andrew Aloha on with him. And usually Saturdays, Jethro usually does Saturdays too. So it's like, yeah, we have some different people on with some different things. And Jethro will probably get, you know, he'll probably click you in about 5 minutes and go, yep, here's what I see for you. There you go, da. You know, it's all good. All right,
okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. It's like, glad to have you guys calling in. Yeah, click follow, and it's like, it'll send you something to remind you when we're on. It's like, if you click that follow button. All righty, we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
You bet. Bye. All righty. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're not going to get to everybody today, darn it. We've got about 4 minutes left. We've got a couple callers left here. We've got area code 414. 414, let's see if I can get this. Oh, where'd you go? Come on, there we are. Yes, 414, got you live on the air here. What can we look at for you just really quick today? It's like, I'm going to encourage you to
really
please
quickly,
call back.
I just want to look and see the relationship.
Okay, sure. Let's see, what I need for, okay, if you have for yourself and the other person both, if you have both of your birthdays, I can do it that way, or I can just look for you. Which way would you like to go?
Let's look for me and see if he comes up. If he doesn't come up, then I don't want to know.
Okay, there we go. That sounds good. Okay. Name, can I get your name?
Okay, sure. This is Anita, and I'm 6570.
Okay, so I caught the 5. I think that was the day. It's like, what was the
June 5th. 1970.
Okay, June 5th. A June baby. A Gemini gal. Okay. Of 19... I'm sorry. 19 what?
70.
Okay, there we go. Okay. 70s girl. All righty. Let's see here. All right, Anita. Let's see what's happening for you. Oh, no wonder. You are a queen. You are a queen of diamonds. Okay. And you've got that 5 as a planetary ruling card. All righty. Let's see what's going on for you in this day or year here real quick. It's like, and again, I'm going to say, it's like, you know, take down our number, and it's like, give us a call back. We're on every day. You know, if you click that follow button, it's like it kind of pop you up with an email or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it kind of remind. But we're on here noon every day, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. Saturdays, we start at noon on Rocky Mountain time. The Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday shows are usually 2-hour shows, although this Friday, Jethro's having a special guest, and they're going to be on for 2 hours that day. Usually Wednesdays is only an hour. Mondays is an hour, but it's at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then Sundays from 3 to 5 is a two-hour segment. So it's like, you know, do call us, you know, call us back, because it's like, you know, a lot of times, I know, you know, people just persist in calling back, and we go, you know, if we didn't get you one time, but I'll tell you what, we'll get you on another time. Just the other thing we'll say is call in a little bit early, just maybe like a couple minutes, you know, a couple minutes.
Yeah,
I
always sit in the chat room too long, or like I did today, not push 1. Okay.
Oh, no. And I have a hard time. It's like I'm the only one on here today at the moment, and it's like I have a hard time doing that, doing the chat room and, you know, doing the readings with people. I really got to focus on stuff. That said, my multitasking is not as good as I would hope it would be. Okay, let's see here. Okay, the Queen of Diamonds, you're called the Philanthropist card. It's a lot about values. You got a 3 of Diamonds is your karma card. It means you're going to have difficulty deciding what you... Oh, I got 90 seconds. Okay. You're going to have difficulty deciding what you want the most. You love variety. You're very creative and resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which you often do. So quit worrying about money. Queen of Diamonds has expensive taste. When you get money, you like to spend it on items of high quality and usually high price, which is not a bad thing because I've had a watch that I had since I was 21, and this sucker's been 53 now. So it's like,
for 20
it's okay.
Years.
Let's see. For this reason, sometimes you kind of overspend your means. 60 seconds, thank you. But despite all that, you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You represent the rich aunt or grandmother, you know, takes you shopping for some new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really charming. You enjoy the finer things in life. You know, you also you excel in many areas, and you've got really good leadership ability. Really, yeah, I can't talk now. Leadership abilities. There we go. And you tend to mother or nurture people in your work and life, whichever. You've got you've got a really good critical mind. You're really capable of doing intense analysis and planning, but don't let that same mind become negatively oriented. You know, just because things don't always turn out as you plan. Because if you get negative and critical, it just takes you down. It's like you've got to practice a really positive attitude to counterbalance that tendency. So there's your caveat. If Queen of Diamonds, if you get into that spiritual path in life, you can realize a really 10 seconds. They're giving us a NASA countdown. Please call back in. Please call back
in. I'll call you back.
I'll be on tomorrow.
You, you were on the mark. So we'll talk again, and I'll try to follow up after the show, too.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and being on with us today. Really appreciate it. And all you guys in the queue, I am so sorry. It's like we ran out of time, and it's like please call back again. And yep, I think it just dropped us totally off. Okay.